It's Tuesday, September 1st, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Microsoft makes a small but massive move. Zoom's earnings are telling of what's to come, and Amazon liable for third-party sellers. This is the Business of Tech. Microsoft has introduced a new streamlined setup for organizations using Microsoft 365 within the Admin Center. Windows Defender antivirus will be activated, as well as web filtering and protecting files with BitLocker drive encryption. Notably, for the security settings to be applicable, the end-user PC needs to be enrolled in Intune. Why do we care? This is a very small but incredibly telling story. When I think of most technology services providers, it's the 93% that are smaller than $5 million in revenue. Infrastructure services are a core offering, and that includes the standard quote-unquote managed services stack that is offerings like antivirus and desktop management. I firmly believe Microsoft is looking to deliver more and more services in the SMB, and commoditized services like antivirus are an obvious place to make moves into with their foundational services in Microsoft 365. Delivering Microsoft as a platform includes the core OS, the core Office functionality, and thus also basic security pieces. Intune is their play. They have been slowly been investing in this platform and making it more and more substantial, so much so that SolarWinds recently announced integration there rather than competing with that functionality. For a typical services provider now, factoring this into your offerings is critical. As reported previously, the company has offerings coming around the delivery of support services, and here they are including more of the basic components into their overall service. You could build an entire new provider around Microsoft offerings, and I believe some will. If you're an existing provider, plan to pivot to address this or be ready for the impact. Zoom announced their second quarter earnings, and it was a huge jump, an increase of 458% year-over-year in customers and 355% year-over-year in revenue. Those new subscribers accounted for 81% of second quarter revenue. And within that, customers paying more than $100,000, 998, up approximately 112% from the same quarter last fiscal year. Why do we care? There was a story within the channel last week on how Zoom's recent outage would cause a rise in Microsoft Teams adoption. I present to you this data on the juggernaut that Zoom really is becoming. Sure, they've had challenges around security, and they have had a notable outage during a particularly bad time for that as school went back to session. This is a data point on several threads. First, if you think this is all going away, this is too big a swing to back out. It's a new habit in work from home, and it's here to stay. Takeaway one. They are also not a small player, and they are a huge success story. We may not have picked this company as the winner before, but that isn't the point. They are now. And there is clearly a reason they are dominating. Ease of use matters, and they made onboarding and ease of use a priority. Takeaway two. I pulled out the large customer number from the data because of the fact it's increasing so fast. This is a cultural shift at all ends of the spectrum, and in my mind, a leading indicator of the shifts to come in areas like real estate. Now that you're planning for the future, you can project out industries that will change and apply that to your own customers to anticipate coming problems. Takeaway three. Amazon has been found liable in multiple court rulings for defects in products sold by third-party merchants in its marketplace. This as legislation is being reviewed in California, which would place liability on e-commerce retailers that provide platforms for these goods. Of note, that legislation is supported by Amazon. Assuming the law applies to competitors who do not warehouse and ship products sold by third parties. Full link to the Washington Post in the show notes. Why do we care? This one is of note to me because of the nature of so many small businesses building on top of others' capabilities, particularly with the acceleration of e-commerce. Of note to me is the trend within the court to apply the same rules of e-commerce that are being applied to physical stores. It's not necessarily groundbreaking to think this way, but court precedent is not known for being fast-moving. That's the trend I care about, and I'm noting it here. Think about that as you consider security, too. As I keep observing, gangs of criminals are breaking into businesses and holding hostages. I expect the courts and the legislature start seeing physical and virtual alike. All of the signs point to that. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communications suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/MSP radio. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, and thanks to listener David, who asked me to do a little bit of remixing to the audio. If you like it or don't, please reach out and let me know, because I made this change based on listener feedback. Hope you enjoy it. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.